This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Monday, January 1st, 2018. The Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Therefore now he is a son, and if a son, an heir also through God. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We are heirs through God. We hear that so often. We think of heaven after we die. We are heirs right here and right now. St. Paul says in the New Testament that we are seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Not will be someday, but are seated with Christ in the heavenlies. And now generally it doesn't feel like that for us, but it is true nonetheless. We are heirs of Christ through Christ, in Christ. We are seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Today we celebrate the octave of Christmas. It's the last day specifically of Christmas. 1 week we have spent joyously relishing in the fact that God sent his Son to die for our sins. Prior to that, for 4 weeks, we had Advent, where we prepared for that. It is that important. There is preparation time before the celebration. And we will continue to celebrate until January 6th, which is the Epiphany, not the next Sunday. The January 6th, the Epiphany, when everything comes to a close as far as Christmastide goes. That whole time, the fact that we celebrate Christmas, the fact that you are sitting here right now, is objective proof positive that you are heirs through God, that you have something right here and right now. He says sometimes it doesn't seem like that to us, but the mere fact that you're sitting here speaks to that. How many people are not in Mass right now? How many people have not been to Mass anywhere today? You're different. It doesn't seem like it all the time, most of the time, but you're different. You're different than the world. There are professionals in there. There are doctors in this room right now. There are lawyers in this room right now. There are people that have a bunch of college degrees in this room right now, and they believe things that the world thinks are absolutely inane. That the world thinks are absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But you're sitting here. You're sitting here and listening about it. And you sit here and I pray you believe it. Today we celebrate by God's grace. It is He who has opened our eyes and our understanding to these things that we believe, or at least say we believe. We celebrate by grace. It is a proven objective fact that we are different. That is one of the things that we have going for us that make it objectively obvious that we are heirs through God. We are adopted sons and daughters. We do not believe as the world, nor are we influenced by even false doctrines of people of various and sundry faiths. There is only one faith. Not because I say, not because the Catholic Church said, because the Holy Spirit says so in Scripture. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Okay? Everybody likes that one Lord and one baptism part, but that one faith has a tendency to elude them. One faith, the Holy Catholic and Apostolic faith, that is the one true faith. That is a faith that we believe. Most people that call themselves Christians on the face of this planet did not gather to worship today because they don't believe in such things as solemnities for octaves. They don't believe, first and foremost, in tacking a title out of the Holy Motherhood of God, the Blessed Virgin Mary. We'll not have any part of that. We'll call ourselves Christians, but we won't have any part of that. Although she says, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. You believe things that even other Christians don't believe. You believe actually what a majority of people who call themselves Christians don't believe. You have the fullness of God's grace by being here. You have the fullness of God's grace, and you are adopted sons and daughters because you are here. That proves it. You believe what we hear. Let's kind of tie this up into the Christmas thing, being that this is the octave. You believe everything that we hear at the end of almost every Mass in this place, what we refer to as the last gospel, the beginning part of the gospel of St. John the Divine. You believe that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That's what you believe. That's why you are here. What St. John speaks, what he unfolds at the beginning of his gospel, is I'm going to tell you this story about this one who is theologically referred to as Theanthropos, the God-man. There has never been, nor will there ever be, another. We only need one. Theanthropos, the God-man, 100% God, 100% man. Not half and half, not a mixture, not some kind of composite, not does God things one time and people things another time. Always the God-man. You believe that. That there is a being who has two natures, fully human and fully divine, and everything that is entailed in that. Why do you believe it? Seriously, think about that for a second. I pointed out very explicitly, you don't believe the way the world believes, nor do you believe the way a vast majority of people who call themselves Christians believe. Why do you believe the way you do? It's God's grace. It's God's grace that you believe that way. It's God's grace that you give credence to divine authority. Because what we hear in that last gospel, at the end of almost every Mass, those words from the beginning of John's gospel are of divine authority. That is the Holy Spirit speaking through St. John the Divine. And you give credence to it because it is of divine authority. You have acquiesced to God's will. Do we understand how a being can be God and man? Do we understand how God can leave heaven and take on the form of flesh? Do we understand Trinity? Do we understand that he changes bread and wine to his body, blood, soul, and divinity? Do we understand that? No. You're not supposed to. You're just supposed to believe it. You're supposed to believe it with all your heart. And not only believe it in your head, but act like it. You're supposed to give credence to divine authority, and that's what you do by being here. You are showing objectively that you believe it. Divine authority, as it has been laid down in the law of God, his commandments, his precepts, they are not arbitrary rules to ruin our good time down here. What they do is they tell us who God is, who we are in comparison to him, and what he expects of us, what he has done for us. We believe the law. We believe what the prophets have said. And it's by God's grace. How come all the Pharisees didn't believe? Most of them did not. They were the religious leaders. They could recite verbatim the prophecies. They talked about them all the time. And then when the prophecies were filled right before them, they denied him. Crucify him. But there were some who, by God's grace, had their eyes open and believed what the prophets had always said, and that it was in their midst, in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, Nicodemus, Joseph of Arimathea. Why did they believe and most of the Pharisees did not? God's grace. We believe the gospel, that good news about this one God-man, Jesus Christ. We believe that. We believe everything that he said. That's why we're here. You drive this point home that that is why you're here. It should be objective proof in your life that you give credence to divine authority. Everything that you believe about Jesus Christ, by consequence, we believe about the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God. I had the honor of being baptized in a parish that was named Mother of God. It's always, I always liked that, that I was, you know, I got to be baptized in a parish that's named after the Mother of God by that title. The Mother of God, you think about her holding the little infant in the manger. How much more profound is her motherhood of Almighty God? That Greek term, Theotokos, the God-bearer. How can a human being bear God? How can it be? The universe can't contain God. And the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary did. Why do we believe that? How can a human being have God inside of them? Because divine authority says it always pointed to and now validates all the prophecies in the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's why you're here. The gospel reading today. I don't understand why it didn't go farther, because the next two verses are very profound when it comes to today. It stopped in verse 21 in Luke chapter 2. In verse 22 and 23, we hear about the presentation of our Lord. And one of the reasons that she brought in the reference in Luke chapter 2, verse 23, is to Exodus 13, verse 2, back in the Old Testament, where God tells his people that every firstborn is holy to him. Then he goes on in the Old Testament, every firstborn male, every, as it says, every male that openeth the womb is to be holy. Does he mean that every single person that's ever been born first has been holy? Every male? No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So what does he mean by that? Is he lying? Is he contradicting himself? No, he's not. By grace, there are those that are holy. Those who embrace in faith and obedience this divine authority that has been explained to us, that has been presented to us in the law, the prophets, and the gospel. Every male that's ever walked the face of this planet was born first is not holy by any stretch of the imagination. It's kind of interesting to think of his emphasis on the firstborn male being holy unto God. The first one that was actually truly holy that opened a womb was the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was kept free from any stain of original sin at the instant of her conception. So you could say she is the first holy one that ever opened a human womb in the person of Saint Anne, her mother. She is the first holy one to open the womb, but our Lord Jesus Christ was the first only purely holy one who opened the womb. The Blessed Virgin Mary was kept free from original sin at the point of her conception. Our Lord had no sin ever, because she had been kept free from original sin at the instant of her conception. Our Lord Jesus Christ, because of that, was purely holy and born absolutely perfect. He had to be born perfect, not because he's God and he's awesome like that. He had to be born perfect because we had to have a perfect sacrifice. This year is an interesting year in the time span between Christmastide and the pre-Lenten season. It's 2 weeks. 2 weeks after this Sunday, we have ordinary time. But then pre-Lent starts. It could come right on the heels of Christmas time, because that's why Christmas is for Easter. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ was born purely holy, is so that he could die for us purely holy. Do we understand that? No. Do we embrace it in faith? Absolutely. We must. It is a very practical reason that you're here tonight. That practicality should be made manifest in your lives. You should act like you believe everything that has been presented in divine authority. And I'm not saying we don't, but we ought to always be checking ourselves to make sure that we do. We need to be presenting this faith to our family members, to our friends, to anyone to whom the Holy Spirit will bring us into contact that is receptive. It's that important. We cannot be selfish about this, because it is by his grace that you received it. As he tells his apostles, you have freely received, you need to freely give. They're gone, we're not. We're still here. We have to do it. You are here tonight because you believe completely different than the vast majority of people on this world, even the majority that call themselves Christian. And it's by God's grace. How glorious is that? In the Father, and in the Son, and in the Holy Ghost.